Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we'll celebrate the birthdays of Richard Whiting, Phil Spitalny, Gus Kahn, and Udi Bowman, and we'll listen to this past week in recording history. Today, November 12th, marks the birth exactly 115 years ago in 1891 in Peoria, Illinois, of composer Richard Whiting. He grew up in a musical family. His father was a real estate agent but played several instruments, and his mother was a trained pianist. After graduating from Harvard Military School in Los Angeles, he got singing jobs in vaudeville shows, and in 1913, at age 22, he got a job in Detroit with the Jerome H. Remick Music Corporation and moonlighted playing piano in a local hotel. His musical skills were mainly self-taught, and his first hit came in 1914 with I Wonder Where My Lovin' Man Has Gone. While with Remick in Detroit, he worked with lyricists Gus Kahn and Ray Egan, producing hits such as Till We Meet Again and Some Sunday Morning. Other collaborators included Leo Robin, Buddy DeSilva, Sidney Clare, and Haven Gillespie. In 1919, he moved to Hollywood and wrote film scores including Transatlantic Merry-Go-Round, The Big Broadcast of 1936, Varsity Show, and Hollywood Hotel. He also wrote scores for Broadway shows, including Free for All, George White's Scandals of 1919, and Take a Chance. Richard Whiting was just 46 years old when he died of a heart attack on February 10, 1938, in Beverly Hills. His long list of hits includes Sleepy Time Gal, Honey, Beyond the Blue Horizon, On the Good Ship Lollipop, Too Marvelous for Words, Japanese Sandman, and these.
Thank you. Will collectors gather round and rather on the parties next door? Men, the grocer and the butcher's men, men who call for the rent. But within a happy Daffy and his bride of only a year seem to be so cheerful, his and earful of the chatter you hear. Every morning, every evening, Daffy got fun. Not much money, oh, but money, Daffy got fun. The rent contains here. We haven't a bus, but smiles are made dear for people like us. In the winter, in the summer, don't we have fun? Times are bum and getting bummer, still we have fun. There's nothing sure. The rich get rich and the poor get children. In the meantime, in between time, ain't we got fun? Just to make their trouble nearly double, something happened last night. Two dead in the graveyard came, Mr. Stalk and his name. And I'll bet two pins a pair of twins just happened in with a bird. Still they're very gay and merry, just that groaning I heard. Every morning, every evening, don't we have fun? Twins and pairs, dear, pumpkin pairs, dear, don't we have fun? We've only started as Mama and Pop. Are we downhearted? I'll say that we're not. Landlord's mad and getting madder, ain't we got fun? Times are bad and getting better, will we have fun? There's nothing sure. The rich get rich and the poor get laid off. In the meantime, in between time, ain't we got fun?
Thank you.
another, you have take two of at least four takes on March 4th, 1926 by George Olson and his music of Horses, written by Richard Whiting and Byron Gay. The vocalist was Fran Fry, and you heard George Olson in there at the beginning as track announcer with They're Off. Before that, it was Gus Van and Joe Skenk with Ain't We Got Fun, which Richard Whiting wrote along with Gus Kahn, who we'll be featuring later on, and Raymond B. Egan. That was recorded by Columbia on April 21, 1921. Ain't We Got Fun had been introduced into vaudeville by George Watts, who was born in 1879 and made a number of movies in the 30s and 40s, many of them uncredited. We began our tribute to Richard Whiting with Oresti and his Queensland Orchestra and a Richard Whiting Seymour Simons product, Rosy Cheeks, from an Edison disc waxed May 4, 1927. The vocalist there was J. Donald Parker. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week, November 7th, marked the birth in 1890 in Odessa, Russia, of bandleader Phil Spitalny. He was a child prodigy studying clarinet and violin at the Odessa Conservatory. He emigrated to the U.S. in 1917, where he played in orchestras in Cleveland, Ohio, as well as with his two brothers in an ensemble at the Hotel Statler. He's best known for his sweet band of the 30s and his all-girl orchestra, but in the 20s he had a fairly hot conventional band, which was recorded by Victor on a field trip to Cleveland in 1924. Although he didn't speak on the air because of his heavy accent, Spitalny's radio show The Hour of Charm, featuring Evelyn and her magic violin, debuted in early 1935 and ran through the 1940s. He remained active in music as a band leader through the 1950s and died on October 11, 1970. Here are three from Phil Spitalny.
Thank you. I'm lonesome and blue, but when I look at you, there's one thing I know is true. I wouldn't be lonesome, I wouldn't be blue, if I had a girl like you. I've waited a lifetime, hated the nighttime. Those long nights have made me blue. I wouldn't be waiting, I wouldn't be hating, if I had a girl like you. I don't know why I'm feeling the way I do. I know that I haven't made a mistake in you. Everything seems like one of my dreams. Wake me up and say it's true. I wouldn't be dreaming, I wouldn't be scheming, if I had a girl like you.
Hello.
Our first segment featured Richard Whiting, and there you had another Richard Whiting composition, this one also written with Seymour Simons, Hello Baby, played by Philip Spitalny and his orchestra under the direction of Ed Kirkaby on June 29, 1926. Ed Kirkaby is best known on this show as manager of Fats Waller and the California Ramblers, but he also managed Phil Spitalny. The vocalist there was Denny Looney. Hello Baby was preceded by Bill Cody with Phil Spitalny's music on a Hit of the Week record released on Thursday, June 19, 1930. We began our tribute to Phil Spitalny with an unreleased Edison Electrical Lateral recording by Phil Spitalny's music of Miss You from July 5, 1929.
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
Last week, November 6, marked the birth in Koblenz, Germany, of lyricist Gus Kahn. His family emigrated to the U.S. in 1891 and settled in Chicago. After graduating from high school, he tried his hand at composing without much success. While working as a clerk in a mail-order business, he began writing for vaudeville performers and had his first published song in 1916 with My Dreamy China Lady, which launched one of the most successful and prolific careers from Tin Pan Alley. Over the next 15 years, Kahn wrote for Broadway scores including Kitty's Kisses, Whoopee, Showgirl, Sinbad, Passing Show of 1922, and Greenwich Village Follies of 1923. At the same time, he wrote songs for films, primarily at MGM, contributing to Flying Down to Rio, Kid Millions, The Marx Brothers A Day at the Races, and San Francisco. His primary collaborator was Walter Donaldson, but Kahn also worked with composers Grace LaBoy, who was his wife, Richard Whiting, Buddy DeSilva, Ted Fiorito, Vincent Eumanns, The Gershwins, Harry Axt, Harry M. Woods, Edward Eliscu, Arthur Johnston, and Harry Warren. Gus Kahn died in Beverly Hills, California on October 8, 1941, and he was portrayed by Denny Thomas in the 1951 movie based on his music and life, I'll See You in My Dreams. The Gus Kahn catalog is one of the greatest collection of enduring standards and includes It Had to Be You, I Wish I Had a Girl, Carolina in the Morning, I'll See You in My Dreams, Toot Toot Tootsie Goodbye, Charlie My Boy, The One I Love Belongs to Somebody Else, I'm Bringing a Red, Red Rose, Makin' Whoopee, Dream a Little Dream of Me, Thanks a Million, and These.
I want to wander in the moonlight and
I meet my sweetie in the moonlight. I used to meet her in the moonlight in my Ohio home. They don't knock that way. If my sweetie's there outside, my arms, my heart's open wide. Who's that knocking at my door? We'll be right back.
my baby. No, sir, don't mean maybe. Yes, sir, that's my baby now. Yes, ma'am, we've decided. No, ma'am, we won't hide it. Yes, ma'am, you're invited now. By the way, when we reach the preacher, I'll say, yes, sir, that's my baby. No, sir, don't mean maybe. Yes, sir, that's my baby now.
The Harmony Dance Orchestra, a Ben Sullivan studio band, and Yes Sir, That's My Baby, written by Gus Kahn and Walter Donaldson from August 10, 1925. Ben Sullivan was one of the first to record for Harmony, Columbia's budget label, which recorded acoustically long after everyone else had converted to electrical recording. The vocalist was Billy Jones, half of the Happiness Boys, Billy Jones and Ernie Hare, and you heard a violin solo in there by Ben Sullivan. Before that, it was Jules Herbivo and his orchestra with Frank Silvano asking, "Who's That Knocking at My Door?" from September 6, 1927. And we began with Sam Lannon and his orchestra, credited on the label of that Broadway 78 as Earl Randolph's Orchestra, and My Ohio Home, another Kahn-Donaldson collaboration. Scrappy Lambert provided the vocal on that one. I would love to be able to say that all of the records I play are directly from the actual discs themselves, but most are from commercial LP and CD reissues. My Ohio Home is from a brand new CD on the Rivermont label, produced by Brian Wright, and is a wonderful compilation of 27 Sam Lannon records, and you can see the whole track list and hear audio samples at rivermontrecords.com. I hope you'll check it out. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL FM 88.7 Avalon, available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, and in about 3 weeks we'll be on the air in New Zealand on Wellsford Radio. Last week, November 9th, marked the birth in 1887 in Fort Worth, Texas, of Ude Louis Bowman, composer of 12th Street Rag. Written in 1914, it became one of the most popular ragtime pieces ever written. Bowman first published 12th Street Rag himself, but sold it to Jenkins Music Publishers of Kansas City for $100. The rights reverted back to him in 1937, but he didn't realize any money from the work until 1948, when it was recorded by Pee Wee Hunt. Bowman made a personal recording of the tune for Jeanette in 1924. He also wrote 11th Street Rag, 13th Street Rag, and Petticoat Lane Rag, all named after streets in Kansas City. Ude L. Bowman died of pneumonia while on a business trip to New York City on May 26, 1949, and is buried in the Oakwood Cemetery in his hometown of Fort Worth. Here's Bowman's signature tune, 12th Street Rag. Thank you. Well, there you have a couple of unique interpretations of U.D. Bowman's 12th Street Rag. We began with Fletcher Henderson's Connie's Inn Orchestra in October of 1931 from a Crown 78, and we just heard Fats Waller's vocal version with lyrics by James B. Sumner from June 24, 1935. Somehow I think the line, "Baby, get them hot dogs ready," was an ad lib, probably not written by Mr. Sumner. In between, we heard another U.D. Bowman composition, Kansas City Blues, played by the Victor Military Band on September 15th, 1916. It's time now for that feature of the program we call This Week in Recording History. So-called because it's here where we play rapidly rotating records celebrating birthdays having been recorded this past week in years past. Here to start off this edition of This Week in Recording History is George Olson once again.
Thank you. thou swell, thou witty, thou sweet, thou grand, wouldst kiss me pretty, wouldst hold my hand above mine eyes, acute to what they do to me. Hear me holler, I choose a sweet Lollapalooza in thee. I'd feel so rich in a heart or two, two rooms and kitchen, I'm sure would do. Give me just a pot of nut, a lot of land, and thou swell, thou witty, thou grand.
We begin this edition of This Week in Recording History with George Olsen and his music once again, and Sonny from the musical comedy of the same name, written by Otto Harbach, Oscar Hammerstein, and Jerome Kern. That Victor 78 was recorded November 6, 1925. Sonny opened at the New Amsterdam Theater on September 22, 1925, and ran for 517 performances, and included another song that was a big hit for George Olsen, Who? Next, it was the Broadway Nightlights, a Ben Selvin pseudonym with an unidentified vocalist, and Thou Swell from the musical A Connecticut Yankee, written by Rodgers and Hart. That Columbia recording was made November 7, 1927, just 4 days after the show opened at the Vanderbilt Theater, where it ran for 421 performances. We finished up with the Blue Mountaineers from a broadcast 78 recorded around November 9th of 1932, and Big Ben's Saying Goodnight. The Blue Mountaineers was a studio band consisting of some members of Bert Ambrose's orchestra. Big Ben's Saying Goodnight was written by Alan Murray, and it's time for us to say goodnight. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. Thank you for your very kind attention.